One thing that I learned in secondary school is how to be a hustler.
I think I have wicked tendencies, but I'm not wicked.
You're always saying bad energy stay far away, but
bad energy stay far away, but you're the bad energy.
I dare you to lick in Kechi's pants.
You guys don't know I have brain. I have brain.
First of all, nobody asked. Second of all, your outfit is actually trash and we don't care.
The only time I'm on my knees is, well, that's classified.
Chidera, this is a family channel.
I hope my mother isn't listening to this podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Care Package Pod. We are on episode 86, back in your ears. Like always, same time, everything the same. What the only constants you have in your life, that homework that you haven't done, you're still listening to Care Package. What are your biggest constant? Anyways, moving on.
If you guys notice, I've been very silent because I'm sure I just missed yelling at me.
We're not going to slander my character.
I'm going to be mysterious on this episode.
Guys, the reason I so-called yelled in apostrophe quotations.
You know that she's shouting normally, so there was definitely a yelling.
That's wild. I've changed my ways actually. I don't have the voice to be shouting anymore. I have high blood pressure and I have chosen to choose peace. But anyways, the reason why we're racking was because, if you guys notice, you probably don't, every time we always swap who starts and who finishes the episode. But as you heard on 85, I start, but I'm briefly quieting because Anu finished the intro. Upon further discussion of camera, we decided to dead the issue.
Because Jira started the episode.
I'm never wrong. I cannot be wrong. But we've decided to...
You know what you guys should do after listening to this episode? Run this episode, it's 5 back. And let me know who spoke first of the episode.
Guys, the intro includes the episode number. So let me know who said...
No, sorry. Tell me where in the contract we said that the episode includes the intro. Tell me where in the contract that says the intro includes the episode number.
We don't fight. We're not. This is a shit and gigs.
We're not having a fight. We're having a discussion.
This is a discourse.
But yeah, y'all should let me know whose voice you hear first on the list of episode.
And you're still bringing it up.
But yeah, anyway. The
problems in Nigeria, this babe. Anyways.
Welcome to episode. Okay, no, actually, let me zip my
mouth. No, say it. Say it.
Welcome to episode 86. We're happy to have you here on this episode. What are we doing on this episode?
Okay, so on this episode, we gave you guys your catch-up. We gave you guys content. We gave you a little skit at the beginning of this episode. So today... today we're essentially going to be running through a Twitter thread. So it says, the Twitter thread we're going to be running through today is, ladies, what's the wildest lie a man ever told you? And like always, all our tweets are gotten from the Instagram account. Twitter is not a real place. We do not own the contents and we've given that person credit. So yeah. Okay.
But before we get into the thread, what's popping? How's your week been? What have you been up to?
Guys, by the time this episode comes out, do you know where I'll be? In the land of the Union Jack.
Boo!
Do you see how I'm gaslit on this podcast? Obviously...
You know the definition of gaslighting.
Do you hear the joke about the gaslighting?
Stop that. You guys tried gaslit me the other week. She was like, oh, do you know the joke about the gaslighting?
It wasn't when you had gaslit. It was Kaisala and Kuba Dicho.
I was there. Nah, you guys actually tried that joke along with your friends. Ask them, do you know the joke about the gaslighting? And they'll be like, no, what's the joke? And you'll be like...
But I told you.
You just was gaslighting us. And it's just like, so you see the joke? And I was like, fast. But yeah, how have you been, bro? I mean, yeah, Chira has come to the UK, unfortunately. Might mean you might be getting some Care Package visual content.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Spring break. I got my diploma the other day. which is
great. She's a graduate.
Yeah, I graduated with honors, which is always amazing. What else? There was a graduation fair at my school the other day, so that's when you get your cap and gown, your class ring, your blah blah blah. And y'all, it's so fucking expensive to graduate.
No, bro.
No one tells you.
I've already got to my degree. I paid tuition to get my degree. Excuse me. You not say I should buy a room. I should buy a cap. What if someone just decided they don't want all those things?
You can't walk.
That's crazy.
And upon buying the robe and the cap, you still have to pay to walk.
What? You have to pay to walk? That's an American thing.
Yeah. What else? So I got my cap gown and the little thing you wear depending on the color of your school. So mine's purple. She's really great. I haven't ordered my graduation dress. I haven't taken graduation pictures. My mommy said, if I like, let me keep playing. She said, by the end of that graduation, there's no photo of me professionally with cap and gown. She see, but I know my mother should make me go back to school. Oh my god, I didn't know class rings were expensive as shit.
What is a class ring? You Americans are just extra.
So, for those of you that don't know, a class ring is literally like a signet ring. So it's this big chunk. It's like a basketball ring. So it's like this big chunky ring with like your school logo, your year. Some people can put their initials on
Will
it.
Will you ever wear it again?
Some people wear their class rings every day. Depending on, like, I know people that go to like Alabama. They're like, wow, my class, like, it's not really that deep. I'm also like, I was going to get one, but I was like, I'm also getting back for a master's, so I can get it after that.
Imagine me wearing GWC classes. Miss Dunn.
Jesus.
Please.
And then, oh my god, like frames for the diploma, like they were running 300.
How much are you spending, like, do you think, like, just a guesstimate, including outfits,
I would say, not going to lie, we're about to touch, like, I think 800.
Yeah. 800 smackaroonies!
Because
just to say that you have graduated.
Cap and gown's 200. I'm buying a House of CB graduation dress. Have to pay for photos. Have to get photo fees because you can't wear the graduation fee to take photos. You can't wear it twice. It's expensive. It's very expensive.
What's the graduation dress looking like?
Oh my god. So I have two options. I'm really pick right now. One of them is they're both House of CB, but one of them's an older one. So it's just kind of like a knee-length bodycon dress, but it's like has a bow on the front. So it's like sweetheart neckline, but it has a bow because like the theme of graduation is kind of like white, obviously. Catholic school or whatever.
Purity and that.
Anyways, but yeah, there's that. For those of you that don't know me, I fucking love bows. I love bows on everything. I'm a preppy girl at the end of the day. The frills, the bows, the skirts, give me all of that. The other one is like just a regular bodycon dress with a square neckline, which I found out as I've gotten older. Square necklines are the best things for people with big boobs, because I feel like it holds you rather than a sweetheart neck where, you know, it's just cleavage. But anyway, square neck, and it has like ruffles at the end. It's pretty cute. But yeah.
Okay, you guys should stay tuned. May 2023, child graduation, July 2023.
Hey!
I can't wait to graduate, you guys. Like, honestly, that honestly takes me to what I've been doing this week. I have been in the trenches.
I feel like you're always in the
academically challenging degree is finally academically challenging me. And it's academically challenged me before. As soon as I said, I'm in the trenches every now and then. But I've not seen anything like what I went through last week. You guys, I had two deadlines due on a Thursday and then one due on a Monday. First of all, why did I spend 22 hours in the library from 11 a.m. on Wednesday to 9 a.m. on Thursday? Because to finish those two pieces of work. One of those pieces of work, I've honestly just left it to God. In fact, I've left both names to God, but that one specifically because whenever I wrote there, I don't know, but I just had to submit, I guess.
I just had to submit.
Sometimes, because it's even one of those things where I can't even say, okay, let me apply for an extension because time is not going to do anything for me. Like, it's just not making sense. It's not clicking. So I just had to leave that one.
I feel like you get so many of those assignments where it's like, at this point, is good. Like,
it's good.
I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, it's that guy up there. Apart from that, I've been actually enjoying myself. Ironically, I took a trip to Liverpool over the weekend. It was like my I'd been there before, but only to the university, so it's my first time like in the city. It's actually quite a nice place. The accents are interesting to say the least, but
Liverpool.
do you know, they'll come for you. You didn't it's Liverpool.
I really like, I hate it, but I kind of love it at the same time. How like the Scouse and like Newcastle, instead of saying you or they're like,
They say
oh,
us.
you going out tonight? It's you.
Yes, I was up north. It is quite cold up there, as they say. And what else? What else? What else? What else? Yeah, I think that's basically been my week. It hasn't been bad, TBH, but it's been a lot. Onto other people's problems, because I don't know if you guys have noticed, but we just really love reading about other people's problems
People
because
are going through it in this life.
people are going through it, and it's just fantastic to be able to say that I did not go through
Amen. 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 Okay. Okay,
it.
so the third is, ladies, what's the wildest lie a man ever told you? So
Wait,
she
before we
said,
go into the thread, what is the worst lie a man has ever told you?
it was a mistake.
What was it? Oh, I just thought of one.
What?
So, to this day, this person will say that it wasn't a lie, but I believe with my whole chest that it was a lie. So, I don't do this anymore, guys. This was in my youth, but I went through this person's phone and through their messages. The thing is that I didn't even go through their messages with the intent of going through their messages. Basically, I sent something, I wanted it gone. So I was like, let me just get into, because I had their passwords and stuff. Let me just get into the account and delete what I have to delete and leave. Like,
I
I
remember
plan
the.
to look at anybody's anything. But then I saw an interesting looking message. And I was like, And then I just had a look, I saw some
Problem,
interesting
problem.
things, pictures, messages,
Problem.
words. Yeah, let me check another chat again. Things, interesting messages, words, another chat, interesting things. You guys have about four incriminating chats. I confronted this person.
Point, is it really incriminating? The person is in jail.
I confronted this person. Do you know what they said? You guys are not ready for this. You guys are not ready for this. They said, oh, that was me. That was my boy. Like, sometimes we switch accounts for fun.
Oh,
Oh
to
my God.
finish, I
We
feel like
switch accounts for fun. Stop
no,
it. Stop it.
stop it.
Okay, so why would he need to use your account? Why would
Yeah,
he need to
why
use
can't
your
he switch
account to
accounts
do
with his other
all
side
that?
friends?
Are you trying to say that your boy is not attractive? He doesn't have rules on his own. Why must he use
Yeah,
your
he has to use your
account?
name to catch babe.
That's the worst lie I've ever been told. I don't know how he even came up with that.
I have to give him balls on that one because at that point, you know, when you're caught, the first thing that's coming out of your mouth is nonsense. So you might as well make it cinematic nonsense.
I know you guys would be wondering whether I took him back after that. Unfortunately, the answer is yes. But
We've all
that
seen things. We've all been there.
was like 6 years, 7 years ago. So I've grown. I'm not that guy anymore, but
We've all
wow.
been there, guys. Anyways, carrying on. Okay. Ladies, what's the wildest lie a man ever told you? Okay, caught him stood behind another girl with his arms wrapped around her waist in the middle of a festival crowd, and he said he was helping her stand up because she had MS. For those of you who don't know what MS is multiple sc-
Multiple sclerosis, don't kill me.
I don't even. What? What does that mean?
Now, some of you guys are so skilled in lying. I have to clap for you sometimes because how did he come up with that?
Yeah, no, there are people that like they're just so good at lying. Like if you ask them what today is and they say Wednesday, it's Saturday. Don't believe that person. He said she had MS. You know, I would have accepted, oh, she's my sister, or she's my girl best friend. MS.
No, girl best friends. Let's just not do that. Let's just not do that. What I would have accepted is that because the crowd was so tight, no, it's his arms were around her.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I would
Never
have
mind.
accepted, like, oh, she's a bit drunk and you know she needed help. I would have like
that. I would vex. So,
but I would have accepted the MS. Okay, next one is the obvious hickeys on his neck and chest were burn marks from falling while trying to walk on hot coal.
He said he tried to walk on hot coals.
Yeah, I actually can't. He was trying to walk on hot coals. So
my people.
Okay, he told me
she didn't ask him. Oh, sorry. Why were you?
Why were you walking on
hot coals?
Someone quoted the teacher said he was in his own British monk type shit that night. Was he walking on hot coals? Okay. He told me he was a nurse the whole time he cleaned the hospital rooms. And I believed him because he wore scrubs. But it didn't click that he didn't have a car and no furniture.
That's a lie. But it's not the kind of lie that I'm looking for today.
No.
Because this one is kind of like, it's a bit sad. He was insecure about his real job. Like, yeah. That one's a bit like, he just wanted to impress you.
Yeah, I mean, sorry, babes, but like, do your background check.
Sorry, babes.
Okay, next one is not me, but I found out not too long ago that my best friend took this girl he was dating to his sugar mommy's house, and he told her they were visiting his mom for the weekend. So Shorty scrubbed the whole house, did laundry, and cooked the weekend by herself. No way. No way. I refuse.
You guys. They're putting you to work and you don't know.
But why would he take her to the sugar mommy's house? What's the need?
Why not?
She scrubbed the whole house, did laundry, and cooked the weekend by herself. So as she was cooking and cleaning, she was like, oh, my man's mom. Meanwhile, your man was shagging his so-called mom.
Imagine, she was probably thinking, oh, they're having some deep chats upstairs.
Something was deep, but they weren't talking. I caught my ex in a room with another girl and he told me my eyes were deceiving me. What are you going to believe, me or your imagination? I'm glad somebody else was with me when it happened, though. It's the way she said, I'm glad someone was with me. So she wasn't like...
So she would have thinking that. No, because it's one thing if she said she saw a video.
Yeah.
But this one as in like...
My two koro-koro eyes.
Two koro-koro eyes.
No. You're taking the piss. You are actually taking the piss.
Don't take the piss.
Okay. He told me he was going on vacation for a couple of weeks. He was actually getting married and going on his honeymoon. This one, I'm not going to lie to you. I feel bad for you, but it happens a lot in Lagos.
What's going on?
Okay. Was meant to be going to his yard to see him. Then he told me I couldn't come because he had a contagious rash. An hour later, he called me to tell me that this rash had miraculously vanished and I could come through. At least make your lie believable. Like, say, oh, my mommy needs me to run errands. Not that you had a contagious rash and an hour after, the contagious rash just left your body. Chelsea, come on now.
You bought the same jacket as the girl. Chelsea, come on now.
At least make your lie believable. Ah, contagious? Okay. I caught him with a hickey on his neck, and he looked me dead in the eye and said, you know my chain is fake.
Oh, my God. You know what? This trend, it was on Twitter before, and somebody... equally had something as crazy as that. That one made me laugh. But do you know, another guy caught with hickeys on his neck. Do you know what this guy said?
Was?
He said, burn marks from the rope that I used to try and kill myself. Because what do you say to that? Men are so malicious, they'll stop at nothing.
They will tell you everything but the truth. Burn marks? No. Okay. For weeks, he had me driving around this girl who was 6 months pregnant and saying it was his sister. Turns out it was his very pregnant baby mama. Then he had the audacity, after I broke it off with him, to ask me to take her to her appointments too.
First of all, how long were you guys together for? Because surely you should have known that was not his sister.
Yeah.
Second of all, the audacity of him to be like, yeah, I know I kind of cheated on you and we're not together anymore, but since you and I are already such great companions, do you mind taking her to the workers?
God forbid. God forbid. Him cheating was an April Fool's prank. It was January.
He didn't even try. He didn't even try.
Yeah,
but what if, no, let's talk about it. If somebody, obviously, you won't take
I think,
them back.
I think like, April
if someone told you they cheated on you as April Fool's.
No.
Okay, yeah. What if they didn't actually cheat, but they just said that they did?
I feel like there's so many. I feel like, okay, two things. April Fool's is time for tomfoolery. So, but when you're fooling around with intent to put someone in emotional distress, that's fuck around and find out.
Yeah, honestly, that's the thing with April Fool's, that some jokes are
not funny. And some people really, really take the piss on like what's funny and what's not. So you have a lot of, oh, I'm pregnant, or this, or that. And I feel like if your joke could potentially put someone in emotional distress, don't do it. Because then they'll make the joke and they'll go ghost for 5 hours. So you're just stuck with your thoughts.
They're thinking all this, oh, we should break up. Or even the let's get back together.
Yeah. If you're going to put someone in emotional distress, don't be that guy. Do not.
Mm.
Okay, this one says he set his preference to men on Tinder and said he was looking for a roommate. The Nile is a river in Egypt.
Your husband?
Okay.
It
was dating a guy when I was 17. Went to the movies with my best friend, seen him and some girl. I played it cool. The next day, I called him out on it. Child, this nigga said it was his twin brother. And my goofy ass believed him.
Oh my God. Again, when it was viral on Twitter, I saw one where like she caught him cheating, like she caught him with another girl. She beat him up. She went home. Then she got a call saying, "Hey, why did you beat up my twin brother?" I was like, you wanted her to believe that she saw the wrong guy with a girl.
Okay. He lied about being in his 20s, but was 35. I was
oh
only.
Oh my God, can we stop this? Like, why are we doing
this? What lie is this, bro?
Why are we doing this?
Okay, guys, this is a lot, so hang on. He lied about being in his 20s, but was 35. Lie one, I was only 20. Lie two, his 8-year-old was actually 16. Lie three, he told me his baby mama lived out of state, but they lived together. Lie four, she was also pregnant. Like five, I found out the day before Valentine's Day 2019 because she called me from 5 different numbers.
Fantastic.
35 minus 16 is worse.
Quick maths. 19.
You had a child at 19.
You know, the day I turned 20, I said, yes!
I beat teenage pregnancy.
And then once I turn 22, I'll have another celebration. Because, you know, 21, I'm pregnant, is still, like, it's still mad. 22, I'm pregnant, is also mad, Chad. Not that I want it for myself, but I feel like by 22, it's like, okay, you're grown.
Yeah.
But I'm turning 22 in about 6 months. I cannot imagine having a child.
I can't. And, like...
You guys should look at the state of my room right now. I can't take care of myself.
People that do, I have so much respect
the
for you.
Utmost respect.
So much. Someone said, you guys need to start asking better questions than what's your zodiac sign.
Oh my God, you know that what's your zodiac sign? Men are jumping on that race now.
Oh, what's your zodiac sign?
Somebody moved to me the other day. And when I said, you guys, rule of thumb about me. When I said the other day, it could be anything between yesterday and 2 years ago. Facts. So this the other day was actually in December, which is actually like 4 months ago. So it was not the other day. No, and he was like, "What was your star sign?" I was like, "Wow, niggas are unlocking a new reason. What's your star sign?" I said, "What's your star sign?" I laughed. I said, "What's your star sign?" He said, "He's a Leo, that he wants to know whether we're compatible." I said, "I'm a Libra." He said, oh my God, we're compatible. Now, I don't know much about star signs. I don't actually know if Leos and Libras are compatible, but I just said to him, this guy, no matter what star sign I said, you'd have to be he was not asking me, what's your rising and your moon? I said, what do you know about rising and moon?
I would say, what you know about that?
What do you know about that?
Okay, this is the last one. It says, I came to his place and someone else was flushing the toilet in the bathroom while he was changing the sheets that had wet stains on them. He told me he had peed on his bed and that he just bought a dog who learned how to use the toilets like a person. That dog was his fiance.
Let's just end this right now. First of all, I want better for my girls.
I do want better for my ladies.
Because how is... I want better for my people.
What way? Like, okay, I would have said... Maybe the dog peed on the bed, but you got a dog that knew how to flush the toilet. Anyway, guys, I'm going to finish the episode. I'm stressed.
All right, guys, since my old guy has given me the go-ahead to finish the episode.
You're crazy.
I just wanted to say thanks for joining us once again. You guys should please give us episode suggestions. I'm not going to lie. We are having a bit of creative block. We have some really cool guest episode ideas. This is full transparency. But our current recording platform is no longer suitable for guests. Until we sort that out, it will just be us. But you guys like talking to us anyway. Yeah, hope you enjoyed the episode. As always, we'll be back next week. Make sure you follow us at Care Package Pod on Instagram and Twitter, at The Care Package Pod on TikTok. As I said, Chira will be in the country.
Word.
So, content on the way. Right, guys. Bye.
This package has been signed, sealed, and delivered. Thank you.